So let's imagine right now that you're about to say something very important, that you finally have the motivation, you finally have the confidence, and you're ready to tell people close to you and even people that are not so close to you. And just for a second, let's imagine that it's something like that you're getting married or that you are pregnant and you've decided to keep your baby or that you're changing religions. First instinct for a lot of people is going to be, well, how do you know? How do you know the person that you found is the person you want to marry? Or how do you know that now's the time to have a kid? And this also applies to when you come out as trans. How do you know that you're a woman? I wanted to focus this episode on that very thing. It's what I call getting questioned. And for some reason, being trans, people are more likely to question you than for some of these other things. So, to make it easier to understand, I am breaking people down into three different categories. So, there's the people that knew you before you transitioned, there's people who are aware, or maybe they know, or they assume that you have mental illness, and I'll get into that further. And then there's also just strangers on the street. So, the people that knew you before you transitioned, some of them are going to be accepting. Some of them are going to just instantly say, oh, yeah, it makes sense. Or they might say, I'm happy for you. And it doesn't make any difference to them. And then other people, because they have a perception about you and they've formed an opinion, their brain has made neural networks regarding you, their inclination is going to be, well, I didn't see any signs. And they're going to be surprised. So, those people, the reason that they didn't see any signs is not because there weren't signs. If you're trans, there are undoubtedly signs that you're trans. There's undoubtedly things that you've done or said that are definitely trans behavior. What these people are looking for are things that they have a bias towards, or maybe they just have a misunderstanding of what a woman is. When they say, oh, I didn't see any signs, they're thinking like, oh, well, I didn't see any of these things that I associate with women. I didn't see that you had any of those. So things like, oh, well, you didn't play with Barbies when you were little, or you never had an interest in girly stuff, or they are so attached to something about your personality, about your character, that they can't see past that, such as, yeah, but you like to go hunting. And because they don't associate hunting with women, therefore you're not a woman. Now, all of those things, they're biases. They're things that people just assume about the genders that aren't necessarily true. For instance, not every woman loves to bake. Not every woman loves to cook. Not every woman loves to be domestic and take care of the house or be around babies. And yet, we generally assume that the female gender is associated with those things. So, when somebody who knew you before you transitioned says, well, but I didn't see any of the signs, that's often what they're going through in their head is, I just didn't see that you were interested in anything that I associate with women. Or that they associate you with something that's masculine, something that men do, that if you do that, you must be a man in their mind. So, the problem with this kind of thinking is, especially nowadays, like we don't live in the 1800s, we don't live pre-colonialism, we don't live in the time period where women were seen as property. Because we don't live in that time period, gender has been a lot more equalized, especially in Western civilization. So, all of those things that we just force on what it means to be a woman don't necessarily apply to the modern world. Women can be basically anything. We can be astronauts, we can be supermodels, we can be business owners, we can be doctors, we can never have kids, we can be religious leaders, we can be leaders, period. We can own property. And we can have all kinds of interests too. We can be interested in sports. We can be interested in art. We can be interested in basically anything you can think of, because that's the world that we live in. people who have these biases, they just don't understand that the modern world doesn't contain those things. And even if it did contain those things, that doesn't automatically mean that you are the gender that you're gravitating towards. So let me tell you this story. I found out that I was trans or wanted to transition when I was 13. I didn't quite have the vocabulary at the time to understand it or to do anything about it, and my environment was not one where I could really do anything about it either. Like, if I had told people at that time, I probably would have ended up in what's called conversion therapy, where you're hounded into you that crossing genders or transitioning is just not a thing and not possible, and that there's something wrong with you. Many social workers, many psychologists, many psychiatrists, many people that work in the mental field have come out and said that conversion therapy does not work, and it's actually incredibly harmful to the people that it has been applied to. So, because of that, when I found out, I was a very scared kid. I was a very nervous child. And I made the decision that I was just not going to act on this. First of all, because I had been trained that there must be something wrong with me through my religion and my upbringing, the culture that I was surrounded in. They all made me think that, there must be something wrong with you. And so instead of doing those things, you need to go full force on being a man. And so from when I was 13 until I was 30, I really focused on what I thought it meant to be a man. And what I thought was being a man was actually being a toxic man. I was very rude. I'm sure that people who knew me around that age probably thought that I was a big jerk. Toxic masculinity works for some reason, but it only works on other people who are equally toxic or people who have no self-esteem. So as you can imagine, it doesn't put you in a very good place in life if you say, well, I am trans, but there must be something wrong with me, but I don't want to admit that there's something wrong with me. And so because I'm not addressing this, I'm going to hide. And hiding means being something that is toxic, bad for society, bad for yourself, and it's just going to surround you with more toxicity. Because I had turned to this toxic masculinity, because I saw it as my only way of proving to people, oh, I'm a man. I'm definitely a man because I do these things. People believed it. But inside of me as a person, I was in pain. I was using that to hide. And so, there's a lot of internal conflict inside of me. And so that just made me even more toxic because I thought, oh, well, maybe I'm not doing it hard enough. So a lot of people didn't really see the signs in me because I was so focused on being that toxic man that, hey, I have these feelings. I want to be a woman. I wish I was a woman. And I was envious of women. I was jealous that they got to be women and I didn't get to be. So I took it out on women, I would say, as a teenager. And as an adult, I had kind of a chip on my shoulder, and I had a superiority complex that men are better than women. It took a long time for me to ease out of that and to recognize that, hey, I have these feelings. I'm being this way as a coping mechanism because I didn't think I could do anything about this. And a lot of that came from gaining the vocabulary, gaining the education to know that being trans is not terminal. I get to be a woman now for the rest of my life, and that's wonderful. People who knew you before you transitioned and they just didn't see the signs, it's usually because they have biases. If those people can get over those biases, it's not really anything that you control over as a trans woman or as anyone. The only person who can get over biases is the person who has those biases. So the second group of people are the people who assume or are aware that you have mental problems. And I'm using the word problem very loosely. I don't even want to use the term because some of these things are not necessarily problems. For instance, in the trans community, there is a high propensity towards autism. So a lot of trans people have autism. It's just that it's at a higher rate as a community than the community as a whole. There's not enough scientific data to really say why that is, but autism is just one thing. So, people who have other mental disabilities like schizophrenia or dementia or personality disorders or depression, or maybe they had a TBI, traumatic brain injury, when other people know about those things, maybe it's not even something that you have, but it's something that someone in your family has. Or maybe you've had traumas and people are aware of these traumas. And just think about how many people this applies to. I would say this is like 99% of society has something like this very close to them in 2025. The people who make an association between those things and you definitely don't understand those illnesses or personality disorders or whatever it is. They just don't grasp what that means. Many of them are not genetic, and even if you have those things and are trans, that doesn't mean that they're correlated. For some reason, trans people are seen as crazy, that something is wrong with them. Now, I've shared this in a previous episode that I had a coworker who was gay, he was open, he had just gotten married. This was during the time period when marriage for gay people was just barely made legal. And he had told me when we were talking about trans women, he said, "Oh, well, they're not really part of the LGBT community. They're just gay people that are crazy." And being a trans woman myself, I don't understand where it comes from. People have a bias that if you are trans, that you're not fully normal. And you're not. You're not normal as a trans woman. You are abnormal. Like, it's abnormal to transition, but it does happen. And just because you're abnormal doesn't mean that you're less than. And in many ways, I feel like being trans makes you more than because of what you have to go through and what you have to be as a person and the sacrifices that you have to make to get what you want. Not everyone can just make sacrifices to reach their goals, but trans women do. People who just assume that being trans is some sort of mental problem, and so therefore, "Oh, well, how do you know that you're trans? Maybe it's just the XYZ speaking. Maybe it's the schizophrenia. Maybe it's the borderline personality disorder speaking. Maybe it's because you got hit on the head. Maybe it's because you're depressed all the time." And the crazy thing about this is that some of these correlations, some of them really are true. Like, there is a correlation between being trans and being depressed because if you haven't transitioned and you're dealing with all those traumas and those burdens internally of fighting yourself and your instincts that tell you, "I'm a woman, I'm a woman, I'm a woman," yeah, you're gonna be depressed. You're gonna be upset. And so some of those things are true, but they're not true in the sense that people are thinking of them. It would be wonderful if people just knew that having mental problems, mental abnormalities, personality disorders, disabilities. It'd be wonderful if people knew that those are separate things and that being trans doesn't have anything to do with that. So the third group of people are the strangers who recognize that you're trans, maybe because your transition isn't complete, maybe because you are not at your best, maybe because you haven't had surgeries or aren't taking hormone therapy yet, or any number of things. And they're strangers. These people don't even know you. If they are questioning, how does that person know that they're trans? It really says something about them as a person because they really don't know anything about you. They don't know your life history. They don't know your experiences, and they definitely don't know what's going on inside of your head. And yet, strangers have this thought that somehow it's within their rights or within their place to even question why a trans woman would transition. I think maybe a lot of that comes down to culture. Currently, we are being targeted politically just as a group because we're an outlier. And the people that are targeting us are telling their followers, this is how you should think about trans women. This is what you should be aware of. And they tell them how to think and what to believe rather than those individuals coming to those beliefs themselves. And so for them, they just think, yeah, that's really weird. Why would someone ever want to transition? There must be something wrong with them, or there's no reason why they would transition. Maybe they've been groomed, maybe they've been targeted. And that's not the case. Just like all the other groups, it comes down to bias. So if you're questioning why somebody is trans or why someone would ever transition, check your bias. Check to really think about, why do I think that way? Because transition is not a new thing. It's not novel. We have accounts, at least from antiquity, and probably before antiquity, people were transitioning. Gender roles have always been flexible all throughout humanity. Men have had to do stuff that women traditionally do, and women have had to do stuff that men traditionally do. Living as a human being doesn't just naturally fall into this pattern of male and female, this binary pattern. It falls into a survival pattern of, these are the things that need to be done, and these are the people that we have. Some of them have strengths, and some of them have weaknesses. Some of those strengths and weaknesses are biological, and others are not. Some of those biological strengths, there's an efficiency bonus by applying, oh, well, you're already at home taking care of kids, so you can also tend the fire, cook the food. Cooking and cleaning and domestic chores aren't necessarily male or female, but breastfeeding is generally female. However, men can breastfeed. So there's a lot of gray area, a lot of nuance. There's a lot of interplay. And the more you understand about humanity, the more you're going to understand that trans people, trans women, we are just the same as everybody else. It's just that we have a innate feeling that we are the opposite gender. That in my case, I have this innate feeling that I'm a woman. I can't change that. It's not just going to go away no matter what I do. And I can say that with certainty because I've tried. And the only thing that has resolved this for me in life, that's made me happy, made me successful, made me so that I can function in society, is to transition. And so you don't really need to know, how do you know that you're a woman? That question is completely irrelevant. It's just as irrelevant as, if you're a man, how do you know that you're a man? If you're a woman, how do you know that you're a woman? Just because somebody told you? Well, what if you grew up in a society that said, women are the ones that play sports. Women are the ones that fight in wars and hunt for food. And men are the ones that take care of the house, build stuff, and tend to children. If that's what we had told people from the dawn of man, humanity would look very different. And yet we'd still have trans people saying, I know that I was born a woman, but I feel more like a man, that I should be raising kids, that I should be building stuff and domestic chores. So if somebody tells you, I'm trans and I'm a woman, just believe them. You don't need to question them. They are the expert about themselves. They're the person that lived their real life experiences that got them to where they are. It doesn't matter if they've had mental illness or disabilities or some traumatic experience happened to them when they were 5 years old. None of that is relevant, because a person isn't made by one simple thing. They're made by their whole holistic experience of life. So you have to figure that into your, well, this person saying they're trans, I should trust them because they're the only expert in the room about themselves. So thank you for listening. If you keep this anonymous, I can continue telling you all of these secrets that are never shared. And that's the point of this podcast.